The public financing plan was similar to the so-called Impartial Justice Bill that already passed the Senate with the support of all Democrats and a third of Senate Republicans. It would have provided up to $1.6 million in tax funding to Supreme Court candidates who abide by contribution limits. It would not have applied to the current Supreme Court race, and last night's action makes it unlikely anything like it will be on the books before the next court contest in 2009. Republicans also blocked a final vote on a proposal that would punish pharmacists who refuse to dispense birth control, and they blocked a plan that would have called for unspecified changes to Wisconsin's school funding formula. Democrats also tried unsuccessfully to dredge up an old fight over increasing the fee on dumping garbage in Wisconsin. They view that as a way to deter out-of-state waste haulers from dumping trash here, while Republicans call it a tax increase. Another plan that was blocked would have regulated the discharge of ballast water in Wisconsin, with the aim of cutting down on invasive species. Still another would have increased fines for people and businesses who violate Wisconsin's no-call list. Democrats were using a parliamentary tactic to try and force the majority Republicans to take up these bills. In that sense, last night's action was no surprise, since lawmakers rarely buck members of their own party on procedural moves. The votes came at around 1 in the morning. There was no debate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.